morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you are listening on the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to have it stick, say, to one question and the thing that's most on your head and on your mind. And we usually do a talk beforehand, and then we go to the phone lines after the first break. And so I'll give you the number out after, just before we go to the break. And what I want to talk today about was the divine feminine energies. And so what is the divine feminine energies? The divine feminine, think of that we are all energy beings. I've talked about this over and over again. Science has proved this. Think of for thousands of years, there's been the yin-yang sign. And so the yin-yang is all about the balance of the male and female energies. What we're doing right now, and especially since the year 2000 in particular, think of that we've been having these love washes coming down on the planet, infecting each and every single one of us, and how it's affecting us is allowing us to get more in balance with the feminine energy. So think of symbolically the patriarchal, matriarchal. The patriarchal energy has been, think of visualize a scale where the patriarchal energy, even if it's deep in our subconsciously, has been kind of in more imbalance. So think of a scale that goes up to 60% and 40% is the feminine energy. And so here comes the energies. It actually started in 1987, but they really started, these love washes is what I like to call them. It's this balancing energy. So think of it as this universal energy that's being washed over us. And so every single person is getting this energy. The more you're open with it, the more you're receptive, the more you work with it, the more you clear your energy field, even put a new bubble light around you, is you're saying to the universal energies, your guides, your angels, that I am wanting to seek balance because our body naturally wants to seek homeostasis. So here is this time where we're taking the divine feminine energy, not to have the scales go across and have that the feminine's in charge. This is all about homeostasis, all about balance. And it really is opening up, and that we all have male and female energy. It doesn't matter what our sex is. This is all about, again, yin-yang, balance. And why the divine feminine is so important is because it affects the total left side of your energy field. And the left side is where we hold our feminine energy, mom's history, and also, and not only mother, it's any kind of people that were maternal to us, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, aunts, teachers even. And so it's the information that we store in our brain. We remember everything. Think of us as walking computers. And so we take in information all the time, and how we receive it is that patterns are passed down. So if we're taught by mom and grandma to serve everybody else and serve ourselves last, that self-care is selfish. When we're bringing in the divine feminine energy, we're releasing from those old core belief systems and not judging them. We do better when we know better. It's just releasing them, allowing the releasing. And so when I see somebody's energy fields and I see an accordion, and so think of the accordion, it goes small, it goes, you could have it condensed or you expand it. And so when you make the music, it goes up and down. So when I see an accordion, it's my symbol that's condensed. That means to me that the left side of that energy is cut off. It's not expanded as much as it can be and as much as we want to be, where we could reach more balance. And so that cuts off the left side, and the left side is all about receiving, taking in life source, taking in opportunities, taking in love. And so as we are reaching this grand place of, again, balance, embracing the divine feminine, really paying attention to, and it doesn't, again, matter what sex you are. This is about how am I in flow with receiving? Do I feel like I am in balance health-wise, relationship-wise? Am I in balance with giving and receiving? Because a lot of times people, when they have, women in particular, what I find is when they're taught, and it's been generations after generation of be the nurturer, serve everybody else before you serve yourself, and there's some sort of subconscious pattern that any kind of self-care is selfish, and that you have to make sure the children are in order and the husband or the partner is in order, and then you could take care of yourself. And that's what we're flipping around. The divine feminine energy reminds us that we can't serve other people if we come from a tank half empty. If we're running on empty, if we're running on zero, if we're losing our gas, we're losing our energy, it's very hard for us to be of service interest of everybody, anybody, never mind ourselves. So we always want to make sure that we take care of self first and erase any kind of patterns that self-care is selfish. Self-care is the most nurturing thing that you could do for yourself, but also those loved ones around you, because when you come from a full tank, you're able to stay in your core more, you're radiating out your signature more, your heart signature, and you're also being able to give in balance to those people that you love, and those things that you love, your job more. You're able to invest in life more. So when we're putting along what I call the stalled engine, where I see that a person just having a pattern of, again, imagine a stalled engine, that means that we really want to look in our life and to see where we're in balance of giving and receiving. And if we're giving too much, it's not homeostasis. It's not, there is a thing that we could give too much, because then our scales go out of balance and we can feel this even if it's deep on a subconscious level. So bringing in the divine feminine energy is going to help you get more in balance with yourself, more in balance with life. You will absolutely feel better. What you're saying to yourself and to the universe is that I am willing to receive what? Life force, gas in your engine, and that will spill over to every single department in your life. So you're more likely to pop out of bed and saying, what am I going to do today? In a much more fueled up way versus hitting that alarm clock and just existing and getting through the day. It's a total different energy posture. So that divine feminine energy is here to help us balance collectively. And again, balancing in this, even think of since the year 2000 in particular, of the collective awareness of taking care of Mother Earth, of going green, of so we went to a real extreme and not thinking of the consequences of what we're doing with Mother Earth. And now there's a real acceleration of us taking accountability, responsibility to understand that we just can't keep on stomping on Mother Earth and draining our dry of all the resources and not have some, again, off-balanceness. So think of that this is collectively and affecting us as far as is the Earth. The Mother Earth represents the Divine Mother, and she is the planet that we are here right now doing our growth on. And so we're returning back to the Divine Feminine Energy helps us return back into that sacred balance, that divine, what they call in shamanism, Aini. That's the imbalance of giving and receiving. That's our natural state. Then we become the fueled up people so we can stay in alignment more in the now. And when we're in the now more, we can manifest the like a miracle, because that is also our birthright. So working with the Divine Feminine, how do you do that? By first of all recognizing the left side of your body. Even recognize if you get bruises more, if you have a herniated disc that's more on the left side of the body, or if you have injuries more on the left side of your body. It's telling you your body's not balanced in the left. Is it hard for you to receive a compliment? If somebody says, nice shirt, and you say, oh, this old thing, that means that there's the accordion going on there on that left side, and you're closing off. And these patterns are so deeply ingrained, but the biggest thing, when we're aware of it, we can start releasing it and opening it up, and then you're taking in that life force, and it helps you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to be able to be in balance of giving and receiving. That's what this is all about, and the Divine Feminine Energy helps us do that. I also encourage people to, we're very visual people, and use all our senses when we're embracing the Divine Feminine. So if you have a card, a picture, or even like I'm just looking in my room, I have a statue that's an angel that somebody gave me. I work with things, and that reminds me of tapping into my Divine Feminine Energy. That reminds me of physically, and I hold it, or I'll bring it with me, or some people do work with crystals. Anything that reminds you, your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies to align with that Divine Feminine Energy, you're opening up that accordion, you're stretching it out. You remember, the place of empowerment is we want to stand with our feet energetically 2 feet apart, our arms wide open, and that's you're directing your energy to be in that balance of giving and receiving, working with the Divine Feminine. Name it. Sometimes people name or call in different ascended masters that come in with the feminine energy. Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the Kali energy. There's all feminine energy goddesses and ascended masters that are out there that absolutely can help you as you embrace your divine feminine energy within yourself, and you will absolutely notice a difference in your energy field. You cannot not. This is all about, again, the balancing of the scales, and this is what this whole year is about, and especially as we accelerate onto the year 2009, which is a master number, so it's all about being in the driver's seat, being a master. mastery. And so we can't be in mastery if we're off balance. That's just the way the energy flows. And so there's always an energetic solution to every, quote, problem. And it all goes back down to our energy field, how we maintain it. And so think of it, the only thing that you're in charge of is your own circle. And, you know, guys, sometimes that's enough. Sometimes it feels like we're trying to get out of thick mud or disempowering situations or toxic relationships. And so think of embracing that divine feminine is like bringing an equivalent of Archangel Michael. A lot of people know him for cutting cords, and he comes in as very strong, and he helps us like the protector. Think of there's a divine complement of that divine feminine energy, and she also is just as strong, powerful, and empowered. And when you embrace those energies, it allows you to hold more of your heart signature. So that's the tip of the day. Get to know the divine feminine self, and you could reach me for upcoming classes, events. We have a lot of stuff coming in January. We're actually going to do a six-week program that is all about manifesting, how to manifest like a miracle master, getting a solid foundation for life-altering change and changing core belief systems. And we still have the mediumship and What the Bleep is still available on archives. And tomorrow we have a free teleclass, Compassion for the Holidays. It's from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So to get in the know of what's happening, sign on to the website at carrieo'connor.com, get the free newsletter, or email address is union1111@yahoo.com. Email questions, email your email address so you could always know when I wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to do a free teleclass tonight. And so it's all about information. So I listen to my guides and I do what I am guided to do. So being on that email list lets you know what's happening. So as we go to break, we're going to be opening up the phone lines when we come back, and may you further align with the divine.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Four nights, four extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get four events for the price of three. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. heart-planet.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Going to go right to those phone lines then. Do you think we have to give out the number?
Oh, let's do that. We might as well give some, new callers a chance to call in today,
That's a really good point, because we're talking about new callers. We love all your calls, and we do ask if you have called recently to allow the other callers to come in, and then when we have free phone lines, you could feel the call in. So, Benny, do you want to give the number out? Because I kind of...
Sure. I would be more than happy to. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, if you're writing that down, 1-800-930-2819. And, it's probably a good day today, because in Seattle, we're in the teens for weather. So there's a little bit of ice on the roads, a little bit of snow left over from the weekend. So probably more people are staying at home and playing a little bit of hooky from work. But that's just me. I'm here. I'm doing my thing. Carrie's
that's
doing
right.
her thing.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. And
Catherine, everyone else, get out to work.
I know. Get out there right now.
Get on there.
I know. Catherine's calling in from Richmond, Virginia. She had a question about her family. She's just wondering why they're a little odd. So let's see what you got for her, Carrie. Welcome to the show there, Catherine.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you speak up a little bit louder, Catherine?
Okay, I'll go to a different phone, but...
No, that's fine. I hear you more clear now. So what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to know about finding my real mother, if that was possible, and, why my family that I grew up with doesn't like me.
Okay. You know, Catherine, there's a part, and especially think of the energies of what we're talking about, the Divine Feminine. And so the Divine Feminine is all about embracing who we are. And you know what? And this is for everybody. We are being urged, and we are being helped. And what we're doing, Catherine, this is what, because I know you're very empathic. I know you're very intuitive. I know your energy goes way up out into the heavens and very comfortable with the star energy. And so when people do that, it's like they're connected. It's like when you enter into the earth realms, it's like ET call home. So there's a sense of, even when we're in family of origin, of that I know I was not adopted or brought into this family, but I also felt very much not part of this family, and it all has to do with energy frequency. So I call it the 100-watt light bulb being born in the 50-watt time. So the biggest thing... Exactly. But the biggest thing, Catherine, to set you free, and this is for everybody too, is that understanding, all you have to do is look at like what Benny was talking about with the snow and with the ice, and even think of Dr. Emoto's thing, that we are 80% water, that's a ratio of the earth, and that we're here on earth school to deal with emotions that come up, and they could be toxic, they could be painful, but as we are entering into our mastery, we are cutting from family of origin, and what we want to do is become part of Earth and universal family, because that realigns us to our, that we're all aspects of Source and God Source. And so it allows us to cut the cords of the pain and of the of feeling when you're talking about your family, you're continuing to hit the history, and the history feels orphaned and abandoned, right? And so think of, okay, I know there's a higher order here. I know there's no mistake. I know that part of I wrote this script to come through these people to give them that 100 watts, and if they can't accept it because that's part of their frequency right now, that's okay, because there's a part of them that it all makes sense, and there's a part of their higher self that is taking in that energy. So we might not see it in this 3D world, but just free yourself with the knowing that the scales all balance out, and even if the person has to cross over and get it, at least they'll get it. But it allows us, Catherine, to get out of the gerbil ride of going into the, when we start into wondering the whys, the who's, the what's. It's like when I really looked at my family, I saw what a blessing it was, because what they did was allow me to individuate and not get into COVID dependent behaviors and patterns, which was part of that energetically orphaning me out, comes and had its benefits too. But I wasn't able to see the benefits at first. I was the wounded child. Me felt wounded, felt orphaned, and why me? And then I turned around and said, well, why not me? Is what I finally said. I said, you know what? I know that there is an order, and I know that there is a balance, and I knew that I wrote this script. So you know what? Why not me? And then I flipped it around, and I saw everything differently, including that energetic orphaning allowed me to, again, individuate and then become part of Earth family. And that's what we all are. We are all brothers and sisters. We're all aspects of Source, and that includes the people that raise us. And so if they can't see it now, we can see it within ourselves. The more we turn that light in us, and it really changes our, it allows our heart frequency to go, then those questions don't pull us back, or they don't have a scatter, because it ends up being, believe it or not, when you hold that posture of the observer, it just doesn't matter, because you're feeling so plugged in with Source energy, you're feeling so connected to family, you start pulling in people that are soul family, and then you're so filled up with that, that it seems like it's like a long time ago that you were even just wondering the whys and the hows or why. It's just all about frequency.
Dwell on it, because if I do, I'll feel really bad.
Right.
But then every once in a while, I'll think of it, and I'll think, wow, that's messed
and
up.
And then, you know what, that, Catherine, that's the part when I go as far as when the major part of my a turning point in my life, when I would say, why, then I heard a booming voice where I called the God's voice that said, why not? And then it was a whole thing of me seeing a totally different paradigm of why not. And I also know, not just hope, I know with every single cell of my body that there's life has order and life has form, that we wrote this script here. And so I'm the writer of the script. And so I want to get in touch with why not. And so then again, flip around and seeing the benefits that came in with that. And then it allowed me to write a whole new script as far as a whole new play for myself. Okay.
What about ever finding my real mother? Is that,
you know what,
impossible?
Put that energetically on the shelf right now, because that pulls you off of being in the now, and that then scatters your energy. We are in the embracing in the now, and so, and actually it could help you find your real mother faster when you kind of put it off your shelf. You know when you're looking for something and you're frantically looking and looking,
exactly,
and then all of a sudden you forget about it, and there it comes? That's the same exact thing that I'm seeing. So in
impossible thing. You
no,
don't
I don't, but I also
die.
Am highly recommending you to put it off to the shelf, meaning really celebrate. And
it's like you're looking for your keys, you're looking, and then you
exactly.
start thinking
then
about
you're
going to
stop
them.
Looking for the keys and realize that you are the key. And finding mom is not going to find the key. You are the key. We're all the keys. And so,
but you don't think that she'll die before?
Nope, that's your worst nightmare as a child. So understand that when those fears come up, that's the worst nightmare as a child. And also walk through that worst nightmare. If she dies, you know that there's no such thing as death, that you can still connect to her. So just take that's when the ego wants to start kicking us up and make us all scared and add scattering, and then that's the stalled engine stuff, or what I see the pig pen as far as like the character on Peanuts, when there's all cloudiness, and then that starts spilling over to other directions in our life. And so this is where, again, as we step into our empowerment, divining, stepping into that divine feminine, it allows profound healing, and then we know that we are part of the universal family, and that family never lets us down. That part is who we are, our God aspect, and then that shines through every single aspect of our fiber, and then we start electromagnetically start connecting and bringing the people, okay?
Thank you, Carrie.
So you have a blessed day, my friend.
You too. Blessed Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Catherine, for calling in. And we've got about 2.5 minutes. Carrie, do you want to just kind of maybe make it a little announcement about the show?
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good idea.
Okay,
then,
before we head off to another call. Sure.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff coming in. What I am so excited about is just it's going along with Catherine's question, because what I know for sure and what I've with all my experience as far as reading people's energy patterns, I don't know anything but reading patterns. That's the way my eyes were made. That's part of my life purpose here, and I've also been through many experiences. What I'm so excited about bringing in the new year, we're going to be doing a lot of web seminars, web teleclasses, giving away a lot of stuff, and so what I'm very excited about is a weekly class that's going to start the second week of January, and it's an hour-long class, because when we're starting, think of the new year where we all have these new year things. We're going to exercise, stop habits that aren't good for us, and so this is where it literally takes 30 to 40 days to lay down new neural pathways in our brain, and so we could get all jazzed up, and then there's a three-week period where we start losing the charge and start doing it. Energetically, it's where I see that there's neural pathways that are an equal road, so think of your foot is in the sand and it's putting a line, so that means that you're at a part, a critical, pivotal, I like to use the word, turning point where the new pattern is going to go over the old pattern. So then that road that you had, so let's say I'm not worthy was a subconscious pattern that was going, that you literally have electromagnetic energy, electrical current going through that thought pattern. When you're creating a new one, all of a sudden there's that point where they've seen side to side. That's where a lot of people have the tester period. So all of a sudden, they have things happening in their life that question their worthiness. I don't like to use the word tester, but I finally have kind of surrendered over to it, because I literally see the answer is, or the energy patterns are, that it's nobody's testing us. That seems like a patriarchal, matriarchal, mother, father, God testing the child to see if we're good enough. What it is magnetically we're making a major shift. And so that 40 days, it's no mistake that Jesus did 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, because that 40 days is information for us when we start a new habit to get it beyond that 40 days, because it creates a new neural pathway in our physical body, and then it allows the pathway for the mental, emotional, spiritual body. And so we're really excited about a lot of the stuff that are coming up to help to allow you to have a solid foundation to stand in your mastery. So then go to Catherine, where she had all the answers as far as understanding that she came in here as an old soul, understanding that she came in here with the experience of feeling orphaned, and then part of her just needed to hear confirmation so she would allow to give herself to hear her own intuition is what it is. So we're excited about bringing a bunch of new things for you. So check in to see what we're doing. We're doing weekly newsletters now to let you know what's coming up. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect. is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go right back to the phone lines?
Yes, darling, I would be more than happy to do that for you. Let me move my little fingers over here, and we're going to bring on Anne Marie. She's calling in from Bradenton, Florida. She just kind of pretty much had a general question. She gives you obviously give great energy readings, and that's what she wanted. Anne Marie.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay, because my phone's cutting in and out, but just so much has been going on, Carrie, and I thought, well, I can't really even pinpoint it. I've had a lot of physical pain getting back into my body, and no real explanation for it, but just weird stuff in every area of my life.
Okay. I hear it. All right, and so I'm going to jump right in because we're going to do, not only do I do readings, and I don't think I emphasize this enough, and I want to start getting in the habit of it. When I'm doing a reading, I'm doing a balancing. I cannot not. When I'm looking at somebody's energy fields, my intention is the highest and best for yourself and your energy. And so when there's the energy starts rebalancing itself. And so the first place that you're bringing me is to the right side of your energy field, and I go out to the emotional part, and it's like a slice of a pie. So when I'm standing above your head, imagine it's 360 degrees. I'm standing 360 degrees. It's clockwise. I go right over to the right side. I go to 3.5 to 5 feet. So that's the emotional and mental bodies. And I, and again, the slice of the pie is, it looks like a 10 degrees or 10% of a 300 or 10 degrees. And so that's a little slice of the pie. So what does all that mean? That means that, and especially the front of you. So that means present time, right now, you defining and redefining and tuning into your male energy in particular, taking the pearls of wisdom from the fathers and the father's lineage. But this goes back to you, Anne Marie, as far as how you define yourself. And especially I'm seeing the back of your thigh, so it absolutely have a lot of, take your hands and run it from your hips down to the side of your legs, to the front of your legs, to the inside of your legs, and be able to run that energy, especially the side of your legs. That opens up different meridians. When I'm doing that, I go right to the back of the kidneys, which represent past, and that's even like even parallel life, past life, and I'm getting into releasing old grief, ancient grief. And so when I'm putting the energy into this, I even go back to the throat chakra and to the second chakra. So think of that, first of all, the great, wonderful news is that 10% or 10 degrees, when I'm looking at the other plates, they're really pretty even. But when we start making that jump and going to that fifth elevator, that fifth dimensional energy, all of a sudden, anything, that 10 degrees feels very heavy because it is heavier. So it feels like, even though, think of 90% of the body wants to do alignment, but that 10% could feel heavy, it feels weighted down, and it could literally, like, pull us off balance. And so, and also, I'm seeing that you've been very much affected, like a lot of people have, over the last 4 weeks ago, and even think about it later, 4 weeks ago we had a huge, actually it's entering into week number five, 4.5 weeks, where a love wash of this fifth dimensional energy that's really electromagnetically bringing forth a lot of people's residual energy that has to do with any kind of separation, the ego illusion. And so I'm seeing that you're very sensitive to the shift of the earth, not only collectively, but individually. And so that wash that happened 5 weeks ago is really affecting your mental and emotional bodies. The good, wonderful thing is, the news is that when I'm putting the energy into it, you shift into the patterns very quickly. So this is the time, and I also heard nutmeg. So using nutmeg, cinnamon, aromatherapy that has nutmeg, cinnamon, oregano is very grounding and very much bringing into the physical body. And also what I'm seeing is that as we are pouring ourselves like liquid crystal into our physical body more and radiating that from the inside out, we can start feel physical pain and aches and pains that we haven't felt for a long time because part of us have been up and out of our body. And we are can be amazing as far as our pain tolerance, and especially when we're not totally inside of our body. So it's becoming the observer, Anne Marie. So think of that. I'm even seeing the mental part of the body as becoming the observer. So that's looking at the situations as we have the human-to-human experience and understanding that you are doing major soul retrieval and creating pathways within your energy field to think of a path that absolutely is a lit way. It's like a runway from an airplane that will create electromagnetic pull in all directions of space and time to pull up any aspect. Again, we're talking about multidimensional healing here to have it go up to that fifth elevator. So you're real in very large integration period. And when we do this, at times we could feel elated, and other times we could feel really scattered because we're doing major soul retrieval. So that's what I'm seeing you're doing with your body. And also I'm seeing you, especially when it gets into the second week of September, and I noticed I said week seven. So we're going into week 4.5, so over the next 3 weeks, which again I think brings us all almost to the second week of January, you're going to feel a sense of completion. I see you with Dorothy with red shoes on, so when I see that, that's my symbol of feeling home in your body, Anne-Marie, more home than you ever have in a long time. You can also pay attention to the rods and cones in your eyes because I see that they're getting repatterned or recalibrated, and so you can notice flickering lights and noticing things that you haven't seen before, like bursts of light, like starlight. And so just understanding that you're literally repatterning the physical eyes to see and feel more of the energies that are going on right now. And I see that that's wonderful for you because it helps that child feel like there's no place like home and that the earth you can totally enter, because it looks more like the Emerald City, the new golden age is already here. In the last 4 weeks, I'm seeing the templates where it's like an overlay. So think of it as blueprints that you see from a house. They're already here now. They're getting filled in more, and people are shifting and feeling it unbelievably. And so people are going either two ways, collapsing down into old patterns or saying, you know what, I'm going up to that fifth elevator because it might be shaky. I might be feeling a little bit scattered, but I'd rather go up there than go down to this other, stay in this third elevator. So that's what I'm seeing that you're doing. And a lot of your energies is moving on up. So that's really good. Okay.
Wow, yeah, I've been getting a sticky solution in my eyes for the last 2 years. It's yep. been so strange. Yep. Eye doctors just say, oh, it's dry eye.
Nope.
And I thought, well, I couldn't figure it out. And nope. Now, the last couple of weeks, it's really increased.
Yep. That's exactly, I'm seeing this energy literally going into the cones and rods in your eyes, and that exactly goes back to, think of old times, ancient times where your eyes could have had damage for even being the seer. You could have been blind in the person and been known as a seer, and then having trauma that has to do with sight, eyes, and so this is where the energy is coming in and clearing it out literally from the inside of your eyes out from your physical eyes. And so you'll notice a big shift in that. That also is where you're opening up and allowing yourself to see more of the change and shifts, where part of the child, the wounded child that feels energetically orphaned, is like, I don't want to see. And now you're saying, I'm not only going to see, again, Dorothy with the shoes, there's no place like home, and where earth feels more like home more than ever, ever, ever. And I keep on seeing the Emerald City, and I love when I see that, because that's the crystal energy, that's the new energy that's coming down, and they really resonate with all of our energies. But some people, like the older souls, it feels like, I feel like I could finally be home and ground in my body. And so that's exactly what you're doing.
So hang tight.
Wonderful.
And this is the time
to
ante up as far as
today. I'm wanting to quit.
Excuse me?
So I thank you. I am so grateful to you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. Hang in there. Hang in there, okay? You're already around the corner.
Very cool. Actually, I already went ahead and let her go because we're kind of running a little short on time here, Carrie. About 2 minutes. Did you want to break out, any more information before we go to the break?
Sure. Going back into the 40-day pattern. So here we have just even taken a lesson from the for people that do not understand, or if you're new to the show. I know a lot of people are following me from other shows, and I really appreciate that. So I do want to say a couple things that I offer, because I know we're having new people all the time. So I offer a free energy exercises. I have set one, set two, and now, as of this morning, show at BBLQ, I'm offering a third set, and these are free energy exercises that you can email and offer us. The third one I just came up, so please give Carol a break and let me write it out for over the next couple of days. It'll be ready for after, we'll give Thursday, Friday. And so if you had them before, ask for set three. It's new, and so I talk about energy all the time because that's what we are. And again, when I'm looking in somebody's energy field, energy, what's wonderful about it, it's what we are. Again, science shows that we're electromagnetic. Think of EKGs, EEGs, and so we already know that we're electromagnetic. It's learning to direct the energy in a proactive way, in a very proactively. So we do it proactive versus reactive. So we came down here wired to be reactive. Think of that survival. And so the answer to anything, relationship, career, money, it always goes back to your energy field. So the clearer we are, the more we stand in the core, the more we're allowed. The energy allows to clear the field so we could, like attracts like, magnetically bring in our heart's desires, our soul signature. And it's not about this stuff. The stuff is just it's an absolute given when we start having a clear energy field. It's about the feeling of peace. It's the feeling of love. It's the return to our natural state. And again, the other things as far as money, job, career, of course that's part of it because we are having a physical experience. And so it's not about lack, scarcity, suffering, and not having or having to sacrifice relationship because you're working or making money or any of that kind of stuff. This is where we're releasing the old paradigms that are so deeply ingrained. And so understanding that they're deeply ingrained, but also understanding that we are releasing them. So we're going to go to the last break of the day, and we will be coming back. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of The Dr. Pat Show.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness by developing the health coaching skills your clients need? As the nation's focus on health and wellness has increased, so has interest in the field of health coaching. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution at the same time. Financial aid is available. Visit CIH.NUSystem.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's CIH.NUSystem.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits. For travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit zenaicenter.net. That's ZENAICenter.net.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And, Benny, why don't we go right to those phone lines?
Yes, my dear. We have a couple callers left, so we will take, first of all, Magdalena. She's calling in from New York, New York. She wanted to know a question about her career. So, Magdalena, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Magdalena.
Hi.
What? How can I help
you? I'm very impressed with all the information that you're giving out. I can't keep up with you.
I can't either.
That's why we have it archived, because when the energy, I talk fast anyway. I'm from a very fast-talking family, but then never mind when the energies come through, which are very high frequency, then it tends to go faster. But we do have everything archived, and I always recommend for people listen to it. That's why I tape all my sessions. I tape my sessions, and people wear the tape out, because every single, they hear stuff differently throughout the whole reading, because I like to give a lot of information. So what information could I give you? What direction do you want to go into, hon?
I would like to know, what do I need to do? What's my main spiritual gift? Or I need to work on something, but I don't know. What should I do?
Okay, what should you do as far as... I you were kind of breaking in and out. Benny maybe could help me. What was her main spiritual gift?
Yes.
Okay, all right. What I'm seeing is a great-grandmother coming in on mom's side that I know you didn't meet her. She puts green healing hands over your hands, and she also is open up your third eye. So when I see great-grandparents that come in, it's especially grandmother, maternal, and also she wants to recognize paternal side. So you have clear knowing from dad's side of family, and there's a lineage, if you follow the great-great-greats and going back, that were natural healers. They came up with folk remedies. They came up with people that had stomach aches. They could give knowledge of herbs and connection to earth. And so when we come from that lineage, even though it could have been, think of it as what I'm hearing, the lost art, it's never lost energetically, because energy never dies. And so not only do people, they just get out of physical form, but the information is still within our energy field. So think of, Magdalena, that there's a part where you come in with a natural teacher, helper, healer energy. So the first thing to do is where the mental body, and this is where I see over on the male side, so this is the dad side of the family, when I see gerbil rise, it's my symbol of getting into the coulda, shoulda, woulda, and thinking that there's like linear, right or wrong, black or white. And so as when we get out of there and saying, no, it's light and lighter, there's no right or wrong, there's no black or white, the more I tune into my heart energy, which gives me joy, how do I want to express this? Because our soul purpose, S-O-L-E, is to understand that we are soul, S-O-U-L, meaning that we are aspects of God, source, whatever that means to us. And this is where, and that's all of our number one thing, is to remember that we are, again, all aspects of creation.
creator. And so then what do we want to, being God as an aspect of creator God in a physical vessel, what do I want to do that I can bring out to bridge? Because when we fill ourselves up with that knowingness, not hoping, when we know that, we come in with a unique gift that's purely ours. And so you could have actors that are tons of actors, but they all just deliver it differently, just like writers. And so it's not like there's a scarcity thing where I can't do this because there's too many healers. See, there's only your form of healing. There's your form of reading. So the biggest thing is tuning into what makes, and the key is what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel joyful, what makes you feel like you lose time when you're doing it. When I'm doing readings and classes and stuff, I lose all sense of time because I'm just in the flow. And so this is where, especially the great grandmother's bringing me back the last 7 years, you're entering into the 7-year cycle where you're much more in balance. And I see that this is where outside people around you, that's family and friends, could, and job even, could have pulled you as far as pulling your time, pulling your energy, pulling your attention. And now you're at a different place. You're stepping in and saying, wait a minute, self-care is not selfish. So this goes back to what tuning in and listening, where we're all kind of looking the outside. And this is where we're waking up and saying, wait a minute, the old saying of all the answers are within. So I'm starting to go within and listen to within. And again, you have natural ability as far as teacher, helper, healer. How you want to express that is totally up to you. Some people sit and they take the globe and they send healing around the world, and they're doing profound healing, and they're affecting the absolute world, but they're staying in their kitchen and they're not going out as far as in the public, but their work is just as sacred as anybody else. Other people do it through sound and dance and song, and again, an opera singer holding their core radiates and hits everybody like a tuning fork to remind them of love. So going back to really listening, especially from now until the next, I don't know why they said 13 weeks in particular, but they were very clear about that, the next 13 weeks to go into your heart as far as how do I want to express that. If I had no limitations as far as money, time, any of those kind of restrictions, what would I want to do to bring out my healing abilities out to healing intuitive gifts out to the world, and then start doing it as far as working on yourself. First of all, the biggest hurdle is getting over our own mind chatter, and when it says, what do you, where's this just too much static? When we get into the heart, the static goes down, and then we start even feeling, and I see your left hand is even buzzing with green out of it, and so there's green energy coming down, so that's healing. Put that left hand on your heart a lot. Sit into meditation. Get into a good practice as far as energy maintenance. Amp it up. When you're in a period of downloading, that means taking the time daily and throughout the day of clearing your energy field, and then it's going to become easier and easier as far as how you want to express it. There's no right or wrong as far as way to do it. It's your unique way of how to express it. Then you're going to notice synchronistic things coming along, meaning people, events, classes that could more fine-tune you where you feel like you're standing into your core. So you're in a huge growth period that's not going to end in now it's a rebirthing time, and especially from now, what the great grandma said, from now to Easter, and also like in April, and then it continues. It's a whole 7-year cycle that doesn't end there. It's just another level. Okay.
So much. I held my breath all this time, almost. So you take a breath too. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Benny, why don't we go to the last caller?
Perfect. I was hoping you'd say that because Kathy has been waiting so patiently. She's calling in from West Haven, Connecticut. Sounds like she's been divorced for about 2 years now, and she's just recently been dating for the last 6 months. So let's see how it goes. And, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually, like you said, I've been divorced for a couple years. I've been in a relationship for about 6 months, and I just want to see, which I do work on my energy a lot, and I just want to see what you're getting from it.
Okay. You know, Kathy, it's really interesting. As soon as I heard your voice, even before I heard your voice, my left eye started shaking physically. It was like my eyelid was going, and it was really interesting. And then I'm seeing your mom coming in, and eyes are all about perception. Eyes are the window of the soul. Left represents past. Left, the rest, it's all about feminine energy, too. And also, when I'm seeing the shaking of the eye, especially going back, you've been dating for 6 months. I go back to the last 4 months where I'm seeing little flags. Like, you know, in the email, when a
you could flag it for importance, right? I'm seeing flags that are, they're not yellow flags like as far as warning, but they're definitely orange flags as in paying attention to something, and yellow is a second, I mean, orange is a color of the second chakra. So sex, finances, creativity, money, career, and also one-on-one relationships. And so think of that. This is an opportunity as far as with that relationship in particular, and she keeps on showing me the number 444, so the last 4 days, last 4 weeks, and 4 weeks, like 2 months into the relationship, as far as looking as an observer. So if a friend of yours was telling you about the relationship, or if you were listening to it and it was your somebody outside of you, I was going to say your kids, but not even that. If you were watching a movie, what would you be, if Julie Roberts were you, what would you be encouraging her to do, to see, to say, to think about? And especially when I'm seeing the eye shaking, there's a part, and especially from now to January, it's a part of looking, again, there's a part of the energy, the right side, because it wants to feel like full steam ahead and feeling like we have soul recognition, it feels so good. But there's also, when we stand in knowingness and we're expanding our energy, we know that we have, it's like symbolically having all the time in the world when we know that there's linear time, but there's not time. And so it's like dancing, doing the paradox, the master dance. So it's uncovering this relationship, but the biggest thing, it's like a box that you keep on opening, and there's another level, another level, another level. When I see you going to the bottom of the box, there's a little Kathy that's sitting there going back into the thymus. So think about this as relationship helps you to sit in our thymus. Our thymus is high love and high heart, and that's what we want to be in. It's our thymus where a lot of times we go into enter into relationship in the lower chakras because the wounded child looks for survival. We all do it, and this is where this year, and actually the mom keeps on pointing to 444, where this year is the month of four is when divine complement relationships came in, and that's what you're seeking. So just really, again, be the observer as far as not putting yourself short for anything, for any reason, and also pay attention to when you have any kind of things on the corner of your eye. And just, it's like taking in the relationship, dancing with it, and looking and staying in that expanded state, and it's and having up something up for review. So if you want to say something and there's a hesitance because you don't feel safe or that he might react, then you're not speaking with your throat, you're with your throat chakra. So that's part of past patterns, and that's part of what you've learned from that past. So that's where you want to take the pearls of wisdom from the past of where you might have not have spoken up, and this is where it's all about speaking up, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, you've listened to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and may you align with the divine.